The spread of foot and mouth disease in Cyprus and Greece and the re-emergence of African swine fever in wild boar in Saxony, Germany, highlight the Swine Health Information Center's May Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its May e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says constant monitoring of both foot and mouth disease and African swine fever are important.
Foot and mouth disease virus, the SAT1 serotype, remains active in the Middle East. There are three pig farms that were identified as positive in Cyprus, also positive farms in Greece. African swine fever has been identified in Spain and Barcelona in wild boar populations, which hasn't been seen before. In the Saxony region of Germany, there's also wild boar that have been identified as positive following being disease-free. It really does become concerning, and it requires monitoring when we see a virus spread outside of its expected area, or we see it across more species groups. And that has happened with foot and mouth disease. And so it continues to warrant monitoring to see if we can learn why the disease is spread and maybe some of the differences for risks for transmission. Same thing for African swine fever. It's always important to note what species are infected and what population. For example, the feral boar versus commercial swine. And there are some differences. But all of this is important as we continue to assess what can we do as producers in the U.S. to try to reduce transmission. A lot of that is being aware of what's out there, but then also know if there's any travel overseas during the summer months to maintain biosecurity and things like not wearing the same clothing and footwear you wore overseas back into your farm and have downtime from overseas travel back into your farm as well.
CHIC's domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports can be accessed through the link to the May e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.